If election politics isn't scary enough for you, you're in luck. It's Halloween. Well, it's almost Halloween, and at the top of my list for spooky stuff to do this weekend is a petrified forest up in Altamont Springs. I haven't been through it myself, but I trust the Orlando Weekly, and they say it'll scare the bejesus out of you. It's an 85,000 square foot haunted scare trail, and when you're done screaming at zombies and other monsters, you can go relax at their Halloween festival. Check them out at apetrifiedforest.com. Slightly less scary but great Halloween fun for all ages is the spooky skate at the RDV Sportsplex. Since it's not quite cold enough to believe it's autumn, a little ice skating could go a long way, and there's going to be a costume contest. This event is open to everyone, and I hope someone as incredibly old as I am will show up as Linda Blair from Roller Boogie and not the far scarier role she's known for. You can find out more about the spooky skate at rdvsportsplex.com. And what's Halloween without candy? This weekend, we're lucky to have an extra special candy in Central Florida, Candy Kane. She's an award-winning blues singer, songwriter, a survivor of neuroendocrine pancreatic cancer, the toughest girl alive, and one of the softest as well. And she's bringing her singular sexiness to McWell's on Orange Avenue tonight at 8 p.m. Go to McWellsRestaurant.com for information. And to learn more about Candy, check her out at Candy Kane. That's Candy with a K, .com. I'm Liz Langley, and I'll see you out there.